here's a story from The World.
In many parts of the country right now, home prices are way up and the rental market is tight. Refugees and asylum seekers in the U.S. are also dealing with that tight market. Many are struggling to find an affordable place to live. Take the state of Maine. Reporter Ari Snyder spoke with recent and not-so-recent arrivals in Maine about their housing struggles. He has our story.
Rui Pirish is driving around Portland, Maine, and chatting with a friend on the phone. He's delivering groceries as a volunteer for the Angolan community of Maine. Pirish is from Luanda, the capital city of Angola, and came to Maine in 2019 to seek asylum with his son, Rumeri, now 10 years old. The two now live in Portland's East End, a mostly residential neighborhood close to downtown with easy access to parks, schools, and public transportation. Speaking in Portuguese, Pirish says it's good to live in town, adding that he's near other Angolans and can keep up with what's going on in the community. But Pirish says he may soon have to leave Portland. He says he recently secured his work permit after the mandatory waiting period for asylum seekers. Once he finds a job, Pirish says, he'll no longer qualify for state housing assistance and likely won't be able to afford the nearly $2,000 per month rent for his current apartment. Pirish is one of many asylum seekers who arrived in 2019, mainly from Angola and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, who are now looking for long-term housing in a brutal real estate market. It's enough to keep Siona and Guizani very, very busy.
We say we need people in Maine, but so people cannot come if you don't have the housing situation.
Guizani works for the town of Brunswick, about 20 miles up the coast from Portland. Guizani, himself an asylee from Angola, coordinates all manner of assistance to several dozen asylum-seeking families in the area. Guizani says he's trying to help as many families as possible stay in Brunswick, but he has a hard time imagining how a single mother with three kids, for example, would be able to afford an apartment in the area.
It could be something around 1,600 a month. Would a mom be capable to cover that?
There's just a general shortage of affordable housing at the national level.
Krish Omara Vignaraja is the president and CEO of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, a national organization that works with partner groups to resettle refugees all over the country. Vignaraja says they have historically resettled new arrivals in cities where the cost of living is relatively low. But, she says, many of these same places have become less affordable during the pandemic as remote workers have flocked to previously under-the-radar towns. Maine is no exception. A new report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition shows Maine's affordable housing shortage has gotten worse over the past year. Meanwhile, home prices are up nearly 30% compared to this time last year. Given these daunting circumstances, some groups are getting creative. In Hollowell, a small river town in central Maine, a group called the Capital Area New Mainers Project is converting a former church into a six-bedroom apartment for a Syrian refugee family. Speaking in a little annex room off the church's sanctuary, the group's co-founder, Hassan Al-Kafaji, says demand for affordable rental units is far outpacing supply.
Because the community is growing up. We have more people moved from another state, plus the immigrant who's coming from overseas, and we don't see any new buildings around.
While the church renovation will provide housing to one family, many others are still on their own. Abdul Rahman Riyad, originally from Syria, moved to Maine in 2019 with 12 other members of his family. Another family took them in while they searched for housing, fitting a total of 25 people into a six-bedroom home.
We was Sabrina and us, men sleeping like in the living room, in the floor, and women sleeping in the rooms, you know.
After about 6 months, Riyad moved into an apartment with his mother and one of his brothers, but his housing struggles continue. He just recently got married.
We need to have like three bedrooms, one for my mom, one for my brother, one for me, you know, and there's nothing.
Riyad has company down the road in Portland, where Rui Pirish is also facing an extremely tight rental market. As he continues his volunteer food delivery route, Pirish says he wants to find a place close to his current apartment in the East End so his son doesn't have to switch schools again.
Então eu gostaria mesmo de estar aqui nestas proximidades.
Pirish doesn't know exactly when his housing assistance will end and he'll need to find a new place. But, he says, it's going to be soon. For The World, I'm Ari Snyder in Portland, Maine.
PRX.